This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on our show, smack dab in the middle of February. And joining us on the show today, my first guest from Law & Order will be our friend Ice-T. February is National Heart Month. Taking on Heart Disease is the book written by Larry King. My buddy Larry will be joining us. Ray Everham, NASCAR crew chief, TV host. We're going to be talking cars on the show with Ray. Adam Carolla will be here from the Chicago Car Show. Comedian and car buff he is. And Gail Becker will be here talking about cauliflower. What a real change. Next hour, Lieutenant Joe Kenda from Homicide Hunter will be joining us. Number 18, stock car great Kyle Busch. This Sunday, the Daytona 500. Dr. Christopher Kelly will be here and Carl Bialy. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. We'll be right back with Ice-T, our first guest on the show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
When I found out I had diabetes a while back, I thought, hey, this isn't going to get better unless I really make a fundamental change. And along with that, I got on board with Balance of Nature. So I'm going to do a lot of things right, but I think I can't tell you how much how good it feels to have some of the issues that I was dealing with completely gone.
Every winter, I usually get a really bad laryngitis, cold. I didn't get it this past year. I don't know if it's a coincidence, but I didn't get it this year at all.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Our next guest has been with us in the past. I tell you something, I really enjoy this guy's work. Got a brand new book out called Ice, A Memoir of Gangster Life and Redemption from South Central to Hollywood. Joining us right now is Ice-T. Ice, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Ron, what's happening?
I meant what I said in the introduction. I am a huge fan of yours. Your work on Law & Order episodes, SVU, as Detective Finn. I mean, you just do an all-around great job. The last time you and I talked, your wife was with you, Coco.
Yeah, she's doing something. You know, Coco's staying busy. You know, we're very fortunate.
Well, that's cool. Now, let's talk about this book, Ice, A Memoir of Gangster Life and Redemption from South Central to Hollywood. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Ice, and I mean this sincerely, okay? In a day and age, and we were just talking about it, where there's not a lot of mentors out there, you know, a lot of heroes, you turn around and become a hero because you turned your life around from really the lowest point to, you know, look at you now. I mean, this is a story of success in America.
Well, you know, the first part of the book, thank you. I mean, the first part of the book, a lot of people didn't like because they said I was glamorizing the lifestyle, but I was like, that's how it was. And I think for me to show you how deep I was in crime lets you know there was a change. You know, a lot of people nowadays, they say, oh, you know, I was this, I was that. And it really wasn't true. I mean, I was really making a full-time income breaking the law. And mm-hmm. I didn't have any plans on being over here. In my farthest dreams did I ever think I would be on television playing a cop. Are you serious?
Yeah, right after that song, right?
Yeah. Well, the song even came long after I had gotten out of the game, you know? But, you know, the music kind of came along, and I started to write about the life and the music, and then all of a sudden the door opened up for me to be in a movie, New Jack City, and that, I had to play a cop in that one.
Yeah, I guess being close to the police on the other side gives you a good perspective of how they act.
Oh, absolutely. I've had a lot of nights with them and interrogations. I know how to act like a cop. That's not a problem. I've learned firsthand.
See, what I like about this, there's no ice coating, not to use a a cliche, but you talk warts and all, man. Uncensored, not afraid. I mean, you just let it go.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, man, it's not where you start, it's where you end up. And I mean, my apologies go out, you know, to the early part of my life. That's what I thought. At the time, it seemed like the right thing to do. But as long as I'm not doing it anymore, well, let's, you know, I think America and people out there, they accept that, you know, because everybody's got some dirt. If you go back in everybody's past, there's some dirt they did, you know. I'm just being honest about it.
You know, this should be, and I say this sincerely, this should be a movie, because this will get kids to go to a movie and watch how you turned it around. I mean, and you had a situation that, you know, a lot of people have, but they handle it differently. You lost your parents to heart attacks as a child, so you were kind of out there roaming around on your own with not a lot of guidance.
Absolutely no guidance, but you got to figure it out. And no role models, you know. The role models for me were the drug dealers and the pimps and the players, so that's who I wanted to be, you know. I just had to figure it out. And fortunately, I didn't die in the process. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, you know, I think smart people, dumb people learn from experience. Smart people learn from others' experiences. So by me laying my experiences out there, maybe people can duck some of those potholes that I luckily didn't hit, and my friends hit. Almost most of my friends are dead from that lifestyle. So I've been very blessed. You know, I'm sticking with the good side now. You know, that's what I'm doing. I'm not messing up.
But you know, when somebody talks to you about advice, experience, and you know, we've all gone through this. You know, your parents talk to you about it, the teachers talk to you, guidance counselors, all these people. You know, you just sometimes can't imagine that they've experienced the experience that they're trying to pass on to you. When you say it, it's realistic. It's real. I mean, you followed it. You've read about it. You've seen it. And now you see the transformation. I mean, it has an impact vis-a-vis somebody who just says, you know, this is some advice I want to give to you.
Well, that's why I say in the early part of the ICE book, I go in depth. I go into robberies. I go into times when I got robbed. I go into times in depth. So you know it's the truth. You know, if you brush over it, maybe, hey, the guy might be lying.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I go in, but, hey, you know, it's what it is. And, I mean, I'm as amazed with my life. It's funny. I read the book after we finished it, and I inspired myself. I'm like, damn, you did all that?
You're okay, man.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, you pulled it off. So, I mean, deep down inside, I never felt I was a bad guy.
Yeah.
I was just somebody who was just trying to figure their way through life. You know, that's it.
Would somebody be shocked to find out that you did a 4-year stint in the United States Army?
Not anybody who's run into me on the street. You know, I did. I went 4 years, 25th Infantry, Tropic Lightning, Schofield Barracks, humping. I shot 90mm recoilless rifle, tow, dragon, M60, assistant gunner. I did the whole stint. But the funny thing is, well, the sad thing is, I went in to get out of trouble. And then when I came out of the Army, I got right back in trouble.
Yeah.
So, you know, but now that's why I kind of got a feeling about what happened, because I know the guys that went in there, they were probably like JSOC, the Joint Special Operations Command. Those are the heavy cats in the military. They went and handled their business.
You were so instrumental in creating and bringing to the forefront gangster rap 20 years ago. When you look at it today, are you looking at it like I look at rock and roll music from the 60s and 70s saying, boy, you know, they don't make rock and roll like they used to? I mean, do you look at it today and say, this is really good, or they screwed up my formula?
I just think music now, right now, is pop.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think it's just pop. Everybody's singing whatever is going to be popular. I don't think that it's lacking a lot of the emotion. There's no Public Enemy. There's no KRS-One. There's no Rage Against the Machine. There's just, you know, everyone's singing what's pop. And I mean, pop music is great. Lady Gaga does that.
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody got to do that? You know, like, if you're not willing, it's kind of like, if you want to make everybody happy, then you're popular. You're singing what's popular. If you rock the boat, if you rock, then you're doing rock. That's how I define rock and roll. It has to rock the boat.
Yep.
And if you're not going to rock the boat, then you're doing pop music. music. And a lot of these people think, oh, I'm doing rap, I'm like hardcore. I'm like, no, you're doing pop.
Yeah.
You haven't said one thing that's rock.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. I mean, you know, they even say sometimes to an extent Rihanna's doing some rap. I think she's doing pop.
Well, no, you see, rapping is a vocal delivery.
Right.
Anybody can do that. Pink is doing rap. I mean, anyone can rap, but that's not hip-hop. That's not where, you know, I come from. It has to have soul. It has to try to move the crowd. It has to change the way people perceive things. It just can't be, I'm in the club, I got a drink in my hand, I'm partying. That's a rap delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody can do that.
Yeah, but you're the pro. You're the best.
Now, I'm going to say something that's going to mess up your day. I'm going to change the way you feel about things.
And Twitter. You are a Twitter. Congratulations. I can't figure the doggone thing out.
But, no, I love Twitter. Yeah. For those out there that are on Twitter, you go to Final Level, FinalLevel. I went on Twitter and somebody was already Ice-T. So I said, okay, you can have it. And it's fun for me because I get to talk to people. I get to post things up, my daily, whatever I'm doing during the day, pictures and stuff. And it's a great thing.
Another great thing is this book. I loved it early. Ice, A Memoir of Gangster Life and Redemption from South Central Hollywood. Stories about people like Quentin Tarantino, Tupac, Chris Rock, Flavor Flay, your job as Detective Finn. Yeah, I mean, you're the full package, Ice. You really are.
You know what it is? Bottom line is I think everybody wants to do everything. I think I watch Indy cars, and I'm like, I want to drive that.
Yeah.
You know, I watch the Kentucky Derby. I'm like, I want to ride one of them horses. I think we all, and I'm just somebody who tries it. When the opportunity opens itself, I go for it. You know, so I think I'm living everybody's life. I'm just trying to do everything.
You are doing it right, and I have the book in front of me. It's available in bookstores right now, and I love this picture of you on the front. It's fantastic. That is great. I mean, you look between a cross between a detective and a really nice guy and a tough guy. I mean, there's everything there. I mean, this picture is fantastic.
Thank you, boss.
The pictorial, a lot of times books will be in black and white. All the pictures here are color.
Yeah. Yeah, because I had a colorful life.
Yeah, you had a colorful life. You have you, Coco, and Snoop Dogg at the Comedy Central Rose for Flavor Flay. Boy, these are great pictures. They really are. That's a great
there's
book.
There's even a nude picture of me. Look at the first picture.
Oh, geez.
First page.
You had to do that, huh? Well, hopefully you've grown up since then.
Yeah, that's my baby picture, people. Don't freak out.
Yeah, hopefully you've matured since then. That's your parents, huh? Wow, what a nice couple.
Yeah, that's my parents.
Ice, congratulations with it, and I don't have to tell you this. Anytime you want to come back on our show, you're always welcome here. You're one of our favorite guests.
Hey, thank you, and I just want to say shout-out to all the people in the armed services that listen to this radio. You know I'm your brother. Y'all stay down. Be safe.
There is a side of Ice-T that you don't see very often. Cool guy, and one that you have to admire for everything that he's been through and what he's accomplished. And there's more to come with Ron Zedgy today.
Thank you.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today, and it's always good to have our next guest with us. He's been a friend of ours for many, many years. Joining us on the show right now is my friend, Larry King. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Hey, Ron. Great to be with you.
Nice talking with you. Good to hear your voice again. You know, I used to own a radio station, FM station, up in Pennsylvania, and for many, many years, you did my overnights on that station.
No kidding. What city?
It was in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Erie, I used to take calls. I remember that. Erie, Pennsylvania, you're next.
Yes, exactly. WSEG, and we were together one time at a PAV with Lynn McIntosh, our mutual friend Mutual Broadcasting. Larry, thank you for writing this book. First of all, I got to tell you something, that my father passed away of heart disease when I was 19 years old, and when I read this, and I'm very conscientious of this, I'm the 10 grams of fat a day guy, when I read this, it is very enlightening, especially the part that talks about your own personal experience. Yeah. That was a very frightening time, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. My father died. Your father. I was 9 and a half when my father died. He was 43. He just died one night, and had carried with me through my life. And then at age, I was 53, I had a heart attack in February 1987. 7 months later, I had quintuple bypass surgery. And a lot happened to me. I stopped smoking. I got in shape. I took care of myself. And some years later, I started the Larry King Cardiac Foundation to help people who fell between the cracks that weren't insured. And then Rodale Press, who published the South Beach Diet, and they published Prevention Magazine, they came to me and said, you know, why don't you do a book where you talk to other people who've had heart problems and see what they have to say, and then we'll talk to their doctors, too. So we have Peggy Fleming and Mike Ditkin, Mike Wallace and Regis Philbin, Tommy Lasorda. We talk to them, then talk to their doctors. And all of them had different kind of things happen to them. And then my story weaves throughout the book. And then hopefully people can read this and learn a lot about their own story, their friends, their family, and learn that they can take on this disease. You can't cure heart disease. If you got it, you got it. You can live with it, and you can take it on.
Yeah, and, you know, it's very cleverly written, as you mentioned. You do kind of weave that through. But, you know, what was really scary about the whole thing, you know, as I mentioned before, very, very close to me, is that the ages of the people that you've included in this book, you have Regis, we've heard that story from him many times, but Peggy Fleming, here you have somebody who is very athletically inclined. Brian from the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, I know. And he discovers he has a hole in his heart.
Yeah.
Discovers it on a checkup. Congressman Julia Carson is campaigning for a seat in Indianapolis, feeling a little worn down. Writes it all of his exhaustion, goes to the doctor, doesn't even test her for heart trouble. Wins the election, couldn't even make it to Washington, be sworn in. Winds up needing a heart bypass.
But you know, Larry, here's the frightening part about this, is the warning signs. I mean, many times in the middle of the night, and I don't know if it's just psychological or not, but many times I'll get up and I'll have chest pains. And right away, we're about the arm, the chin. You know, you hear of all the different kinds. You know, people think you just have chest pains. One time, George Carlin said his chin hurt him.
your chin. My pain was in the right shoulder, not in the chest.
Gosh.
If your father died of it at what age?
55.
You should, if you get a chest pain, you should go to the doctor the next morning, go to a cardiologist, not an internist, and get a full heart checkup.
Last spring, I went in for a full test. I mean, I ran the treadmill and everything else. My cholesterol went from 225. I'd been eating fish and chicken for the past 16 years. Haven't had a hamburger in 14 years. Couldn't get my cholesterol down below 225. Went on to a drug, I won't mention the name, and 166.
Yeah, I'm 148.
Wow.
And I was at 260.
Yeah, I was at 275. But you know, the problem is that you think, and you write about this in the book, you think that you are above getting this. You think it only
right.
happens to the other person.
The one thing continuous in every story
yeah.
is that every person's shocked.
Oh, it couldn't happen to me.
Not me. I never thought I'd have a heart attack. And you remember there was a commercial years ago done by Yul Brynner who said, I'm dead now.
Yeah. Yes.
Please stop smoking.
Oh, wow.
I used to turn the television off when I came on. I just never thought of it. I was, Larry King was indestructible.
Larry, it was a time when people in the public eye, especially entertainers, certainly politicians, would not divulge of any heart problems. Now we're talking about people with a high profile and politicians who openly discuss in this book, Taking on Heart Disease by Larry yep. King, that they have this problem. Does it affect the ability to get a contract to work in show business? Does it affect the possibility of winning an election?
I'd say more of the latter. You get a contract, they insure you, you know, you're insured. And there's so many good preventions now, so many medications, so many preventions that people with heart disease are working all the time. We know that we can manage this disease. This is not terminal.
Cardiogram tells nothing. That just tells a past heart damage. You've got to take
right.
something that tells you what's coming up in the future. Are people reluctant because they want to bury it under the rug and not really know what might be brewing in their chest?
I think that's the human condition. Mm-hmm. We don't like to go for a checkup because we don't want to know the result.
Right.
So we don't go.
I know that.
That 60% of America never gets a checkup.
I know that you were a chain smoker. What kind
oh,
of
boy.
What kind of food did you eat prior to this operation?
Anything. I ate pizza. I ate cakes and desserts. And I ate Caesar salads and stuffed potatoes and steaks and everything wrong I ate.
I remember.
If it was wrong, I ate it.
I remember one time hearing you talk about what you had for lunch one day after you had the heart surgery. And it was like crackers and a little bit of salmon on the cracker. I mean, it was a very,
yeah,
very.
Right. And now I have my Cheerios and my blueberries and my salads and my fish and chicken and vegetables and fruit. I don't eat anything I don't like, by the way. Everything I eat, I like. I don't like broccoli. I won't eat broccoli.
But the fact of the matter is, you have a lot to live for. I mean, you got a great career. And you've got two great young children. I mean, you need to take care of yourself. And obviously, you recognize
right.
that. You recognize
yeah.
that.
Damn right. Everybody's got a lot to live for.
Larry, are you scared? Do you ever get
every
up in
the... Every day. Every little pain, I'm scared.
Are you really?
Sure.
Does that drive you crazy after a while? Because I know I fall in the same category.
You get obsessed with health,
uh-huh.
and therefore I'm obsessed. So if I get a pain in my finger, yeah. I go, what is this? What could that be? Is it my blood supply down? You know, it's like crazy. But, yeah, you become health obsessed, and that I don't think I could change that.
I have to tell you something. I really enjoyed the book before this, too, with the little items that you used to ask people what they would like to have on their tombstone.
Oh,
if you would have asked me that question, I've told this for years to people. They said, what would you like to have on your tombstone? And I would like to have on my tombstone, Ron Sedgie, I told you I was sick.
Why didn't you listen?
Why didn't you people listen? Larry King Cardiac Foundation. If somebody wants to get involved with that, Larry, how do they do it? Is there a website? Is there a phone number?
It's all in the book.
It's all in the book.
Yeah, everything's listed in the book, the addresses and everything and phone numbers, etc., and all the proceeds go to it.
Oh, that's great. Well, Larry, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you, Ron.
I think
being with you.
It's a great contribution to society, and the name of the book is Taking on Heart Disease, penned by our friend Larry King. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, Ron.
Nice talking with you again.
Bye, same here. Thank you, Ron. Be well.
You too. And thank you for doing this with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I miss not listening to that man on the radio and watching him on TV. Legendary broadcaster, Larry King. We're going to pause for a second. We'll be right back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The city of Aurora, Illinois is setting up a GoFundMe page for the victims of Friday's shooting at a manufacturing plant. The Aurora Strong Community Fund hopes to raise around $50,000 for the families of the five people who died and the people who were injured, including police officers. Aurora Police Chief Kristen Zeman on the mood of her officers.
There's a lot of somberness knowing that lives lost. As I was talking to a few officers, they said they felt like they saved a lot of lives today, but they're going to be concentrating on the four, on the five victims that they couldn't. And so right now there's, on one hand, a sigh of relief that our officers are going to be okay.
President Trump spending the holiday weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort as reaction continues to come in from him declaring a national emergency. At least three lawsuits are in the works, and Democrats are planning to block the move in Congress. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Now, let's face it, okay? If you've listened to me for any length of time, you know I'm a car buff. And I am very excited about the second season of a TV show that I love. It's called Americarna on Velocity. Joining us right now is its host and our friend and NASCAR great, Ray Everham. Hi, Ray. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Ron. Great to hear from you. How are you doing?
I'm doing sensational. Thank you. And I'm so happy that this great show, Americarna, is back on Velocity. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. We're really excited, too. I've got the best job in the world to be able to go around and find these incredible cars and tell their story and then be able to put it in a format to share with other people. It's for a car lover, it's the best job in the world.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Now, here's the reason I am very, very excited about the second season, the first episode, because you're going into territory that I'm very familiar with. You were responsible for taking the 1973 Stutz Blackhawk of Elvis Presley, the last automobile that he drove, the last picture taken was in that car going into Graceland after a dentist appointment, and you brought it up to speed so that you could give it to Dale Earnhardt Jr. to drive around the Charlotte Motor Speedway. You got to tell me about this experience now, because I have, as I mentioned to you before we went on the air, a Stutz Blackhawk.
Well, I'll tell you, amazing story about that car leading us to another car as well. When we got a call about preserving Elvis's last car that he drove, so didn't want to restore it. They wanted to keep it as close to the night Elvis drove it as they could,
right.
And they wanted another star to drive it publicly. So who better than the Elvis of NASCAR, Dale Earnhardt Jr., to drive it? But
right.
what an incredible time working with the people at Graceland to get this done. And then while we were down there filming, we find out that there's a warehouse where there's a truck that Elvis drove in and out of Graceland. He used to sneak in and out the back gate in this truck. The truck was unrestored, still had Elvis's handwriting on the dash in radio stations in a warehouse filled with a lot of Elvis's artifacts and personal items that people had never seen before. So it was just an unbelievable time down there. And we learned a lot about the Stutz Blackhawk. So that's pretty cool that you've got one, because the coolest guys, they were like the cool cars. The Rat Pack had them. Elvis had them.
Right.
Evel Knievel had one.
Right.
So you're in some pretty rare company.
Well, I got a whole write-up of it here in my studio. Did you deal with Angie Marchese over at Graceland?
I did,
yeah.
Yes.
She's a good
great,
friend.
Great person. Her, Regina. Walt Holyfield was the man who led the preservation, who was just a Pontiac expert. So working with all those people was really amazing.
Now, here's the amazing part about that story is that the first one he bought, he wrecked. Well, he didn't. Somebody was taking it to a
right.
car wash wrecked it.
Yeah.
And they couldn't replace the headlights on it, Ray, because they didn't have any spare parts. So they put Chrysler Imperial headlights on that car.
I did not know that.
The first one, not the one that you saw. Just today, I received a Nardi steering wheel that we're going to put on the car, because mine didn't come with a Nardi wheel. But it was a great car. Now, let me ask you about this. Did you see at that museum and take any footage of, I think it was like a banana yellow 62 Lincoln Town Car?
Did not. You know, we didn't. We spent time in the museum. We shot some standard stuff. Where we went, the behind the scenes, that warehouse, well, there weren't, there was not access really to the public. But I will tell you that in that museum or that warehouse, there are several cars that belong to Elvis. Boats, motorcycles, things that golf carts, Harley Davidson, stuff that you've only seen in some of Elvis's home videos.
Yeah, the reason I'm asking about that Continental is because when that car was purchased, it was brought to my home and I stored it for 6 months in my garage. And it was pretty cool on a Sunday morning going for a ride. They'd have killed me if they found this out. And Elvis's Continental.
Well, they just did.
Now, tell me to what degree you restored it, because I know, as you mentioned and alluded to earlier, the fact that you wanted it to stay in its most pristine condition, so you didn't, like, redo seat covers and stuff like that. You just kind of got it ready to go on the speedway, right?
Correct. And again, Walt Holyfield was the gentleman who led the restoration on that and carefully kept every bit of every DNA in bags, every piece that came off it. What they really did was, and you'll see this on the episode, how they used a scope to go down and check the engine and really carefully fired this thing up after all the years of sitting and kept every nut and bolt that they had to be replaced together, did not go crazy cleaning the interior and the paint and,
right.
and things like that. They wanted to keep the car as original as they could with as the night that Elvis drove it, and that and Walt and his group did a fantastic job doing that as well. So the car is not restored, it's just preserved.
Well, how cool is that? Well, I have always wanted one. I wanted one from 1970 when he bought his first one, and 3 years ago I found a 75, and I couldn't be happier. It's the favorite car I've ever had. Believe me when I tell you that. I love this car. Now, you've got the Band of Brothers, the history of the Owens Corning Vet. Tell us about some of the episodes, because they're sensational, and this is just great that you're back for another season.
Well, thank you. We're excited, certainly, about it. You know, Velocity is kind of the one-stop shopping for people that love the car culture. But the Band of Brothers Corvette, the Owens Corning Corvette, may be the winningest Corvette in racing history, but it was actually raced by a group of young engineers and people who worked at General Motors, who General Motors wasn't officially racing back that time, so they couldn't get a lot of support. They built this car on their own with the help of Zorakis Duntoff, and what we call lunchbox parts or high-duty service parts that were not actually classified racing parts, and built this car and took on the best that Europe had to offer at places like the Daytona 24 Hours and Sebring 12 Hour, and won. They beat Alphas and Ferraris, and they beat drivers like Pete Revson and Mario Andretti and people like that. So just a great, great story. Also a really cool story on fiberglass cars and how the fiberglass car craze was very inspirational to designers after World War II. One of those guys being Harley Earl, and how just a small fiberglass manufacturer actually inspired the design of the Corvette. We did a show on the history of the Mustang, which was pretty incredible. We found the lady who bought the very first Mustang actually a day and a half before it was unveiled at the New York World's Fair. This lady, school teacher, bought this Mustang convertible, and she still has it today. So,
oh my God.
Again, around America, we there's these hidden gems that pop up every day.
Really? She's had it for 50 years?
Oh, she's had it, and it's an amazing story on how she walked in there. She talked the guy into buying the car, and then they found out that it was sold before that they were even unveiled at the World's Fair. And Ford, the people at Ford have shown and documented that this is 100% the first Mustang ever sold.
Do you go back?
Still has it.
Do you go back to some of Carroll Shelby's Mustangs too?
Oh, we went through some of those. I actually spent some time with the Boss Mustang that Larry Shinoda, as you know,
yeah.
Was responsible for the Boss Mustang, but he's the same designer that led the program on the 1963 split-window Corvette.
Oh, yeah.
And then we went and saw Parnelli Jones, had him talk about how important the Boss Mustang was to Trans Am racing. So, again, we travel around and get people to talk about different things. Found the 1965 Bronner Hawk that Mario Andretti drove in his rookie year and went and interviewed Mario about that particular car. The 1958 Chevy that Ron Howard drove in American Graffiti. And then we've had, guys, for some of our younger audience, Jerry Horton, the lead guitarist from Papa Roach, and their music so inspired by Hot Rods. And he's just got this beautiful 1951 Mercury that was inspired by music and some of the Hot Rod things. So just a very diverse group of people are involved in the car culture.
Now, do you ever get to Orlando, Ray?
I go to Orlando, sure, absolutely. I'll be headed down that way. Believe it or not, I spend some of my time now in Amelia Island. It's not that far from Orlando.
No, I go there for car shows.
There's a big one coming up that will be at there, at the Concours.
Stay on the line with me, because we got to talk. All right, first of all, I want you to come down and visit with me, because maybe you can change the oil or something on my studs. But I need to talk to you about something else, and I congratulate you on season number 2 of Americana. It's going to be on Velocity, and its host is our guest, Ray Everham. And, Ray, I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to that Elvis and the whole season. Okay, my friend?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And, by the way, a little side note, the Stutz Blackhawk that we were talking about, the 1973, also was not Elvis's second Stutz. He had an all five. Gave three of them away. And up to the point that he bought a Stutz Blackhawk, prior to that, his favorite cars were, of course, Cadillacs. All kinds of Cadillacs. He had Cadillacs everywhere. Gave them all away. Want to remind everybody to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. RONSEGGI.com. When you get there, there's an icon on the homepage that if you hit it, you and I can become friends on Facebook. And also, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And we'll be right back with more.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. Our next guest has been on our show several times in the past, but the last 4 or 5 years, he hasn't been around. I don't know, something I said or something, but he's a great guy, and we have a lot of stuff in common. He's a comedian, actor, radio personality, New York Times bestselling author, and he holds the Guinness Book of World Records for the most downloaded podcast. Joining us right now is fellow car crazy man, Adam Carolla. Hi, Adam. Welcome back.
Ron.
Hey, Adam. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
you doing?
Good.
Thanks for having me back.
I understand that you are in Chicago right now for the 2019 Chicago Auto Show, and we're going to come to you now for some advice on cars to buy for 2019. And my question, first off, is why is everybody, including Bentley and Rolls-Royce, and now Ford discontinuing everything but their Mustang, going to SUVs?
I don't know. I think that's just the wave of the future, and I'm sure it'll come and go like everything else did. Although it's kind of weird because if you sort of think about the 30s and the 40s, and you think about like a woody wagon, that was sort of the first SUV, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so everything that's old is new again, as they say. I think people want safety. I think SUVs are safer in general just because of their size, but they used to be dangerous because there was a rollover issue with sitting up higher, and now that they've straightened out that rollover danger, you just have the safety part minus the part where you end up upside down.
I just don't understand how you can go pick up sod at Home Depot with a Rolls SUV. It just doesn't seem to jive with me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know how many of the Kardashians are going on a sod run. But it's more for the Marquis de Sade. That was the name of a place that used to sell sod in Van Nuys, California. It always made me laugh when I saw the sign off the side of the freeway. But we digress. Yeah, I think it's an opulent thing. I think you're just saying to the world, I'm rich.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Tell us about this Castrol Edge Live on the Edge series that you're part of, including this new film in the series, Rain Starts Play. This is pretty cool, Adam.
Yeah, you can go to Castrol USA on YouTube and check it out. You can go to YouTube and check out me racing a bunch of 935 Porsches and vintage Paul Newman race cars. And I just love performance. I love spirited driving. Who better than Castrol to hook up with? And I'm an enthusiast. I'm not an actor pretending to be into cars. I'm into the cars. I have 10 Paul Newman vintage race cars, and I've driven, I think, almost every one of them. No race.
Aren't you a little concerned about damaging any of those cars? I'm a car collector, too, and I have one of Elvis Presley's Stutz Blackhawks, and I'm always concerned that if I drive down the street, you know, somebody's going to ding me, as our mutual friend Jay Leno says, what do you do with a quarter panel? Aren't you a little bit worried about that with the Newman cars?
I'm not, but I should be, but I've literally driven his $5-6 million 935 in races with 45 other cars around me, and you guys can watch it online if you want. I don't know. I don't worry about it, but now I'm going to worry, Ron. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. I want something to be in the back of your mind. One of these days, we got to have you back when you have more time so we can talk more about what the cars we have in our garage are. Now, with this podcast, I mean, this thing is going wild, and the fact that, you know, you are in the Guinness Book of World Records, that's great. I mean, I couldn't be happier for you, my friend.
Well, thanks, Ron. Yeah, go to AdamCarolla.com and listen to it. It's free.
Okay, and the website again for the Castrol Edge Live series?
You can go to Castrol USA on YouTube and check it out.
Adam, look forward to having you back soon, my friend.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you. Our special guest has been Adam Carolla. And, of course, Adam, as we mentioned in the introduction, is well-known as a comedian, actor, radio personality, television host, New York Times best-selling author. He holds the Guinness Book of World Records for the most downloaded podcast. He's in Chicago right now for the Chicago Auto Show. It's going to be previewing some of the car trend and the predictions for automobiles for the year 2019, and also I might add that the way that Adam actually got started in the business was that he was a carpenter. I mean, he was doing drywall across the street from Jay Leno's house, and then they started talking about cars, and the next thing you know, he's in the arena. Pretty cool guy. Our friend Adam Carolla. Well, coming up next is the founder and CEO of Cali Power, and we're going to be talking about the fact that over 3 billion, with a B, pizzas are sold in the United States each year. Joining us right now is our guest, Gail Becker. Hi, Gail. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. And you can add another billion on that number just for frozen pizzas.
And Americans consume an average of 23 pounds of pizza per person annually. That's a lot of pizza, you know. But you have a way of making it a healthy pizza. And I know that you have two boys with celiac disease.
Yeah. Yeah, so Colli Power has been around for about 3 years. I started it. I'm the mom of two boys with celiac, and I got tired of seeing all the junk the industry was putting in gluten-free food, more fat, sugar, salt, and calories. I stumbled across cauliflower crust pizzas one night. I looked around. I couldn't find it in stores, so I quit my job, and I started Colli Power. But we don't just market it as a gluten-free pizza. It's really something for everybody, no matter what your reason for eating it might be.
And it doesn't taste any different, does it?
Colli Power today is America's number one better-for-you pizza. One is sold every 3 seconds in the U.S., and that is because they don't want to have to give up on taste, and I think that's one of the reasons why Colli Power has been successful. We just want people to try it because it's National Pizza Day, and we are offering a buy one, get one free coupon on a special site called Call Me Maybe, C-A-U-L, callmemaybe.com, and people can get a free pizza exactly for the reason that you just outlined, because we think it's important for people to taste it and share it with someone they love.
Tell us how Colli Power supports this One Son movement against the fight against childhood obesity.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so glad you raised it. And at Colli Power, we're committed to offering, great ingredients and accessibility, and really encouraging a new generation of kids to love their vegetables. We also give a percentage of sales to build teaching gardens in underserved schools across the country through One Son, as you mentioned. And basically, these kids learn at a very young age to build planters, fill it with dirt, plant the seeds, nurture them, watch them grow, and then ultimately harvest them, and then ultimately learn to cook with them, because a lot of these kids don't have a great exposure to vegetables, fresh vegetables. They didn't really know how to incorporate them into their diet. I believe very strongly that vegetables should not be hidden into food, that it should be celebrated, and that's one of the reasons why even our name is the celebration of a vegetable.
And I think it's important to note that not only pizza is the application for this.
Absolutely. So we just announced that we're launching cauliflower tortillas, the first one's ever done.
Gail, where can go for more information?
You can always go to our website, eatcaulipower.com, or any of our social media at Colli Powered with an E-D on the end.
Gail Becker has been our guest, founder and CEO of Colli Power. I love the name. You did a great job with branding that, Gail.
Thank you so much. It's really a pleasure to speak with you.
Nice talking with you again, too. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. They're in no network, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy Today. I want to thank all my guests for joining me this first hour, and they include from Law & Order, Ice-T, broadcaster Larry King, Ray Everham from Velocity TV and a former crew chief, and comedian and car buff Adam Carolla, and Gail Becker talking about cauliflower. Next hour, from homicide hunter, Lieutenant Joe Kendall will be joining us, stock car great NASCAR champion number 18, Kyle Busch. Dr. Christopher Kelly will be here talking about a book he called Am I Dying? It's both serious and humorous, too. And Carl Bialik, we're going to be chatting about business trends. And that's all coming up. Second hour, live all across the USA and around the world. We're going to pause when we come back. Hour number two of Ron Sedgy Today.